This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Limits, it's a reflection of our incredibly short attention spans and our 10-second news cycle that you have people on the texting line. Well, some of them loving the goings-on, others saying move on from Dart and Tomlin. First of all, the Tomlin thing is, how can you look at what the Penguins just did with Mike Sullivan? They did what the Steelers won't. I mean, that's the story. We do have people calling in on that, and then I'm never letting go of the Jackson Dart thing. In fact,
no, please, Dart is gone. We missed the board. I was playing darts the other day.
Were you? Are you good at darts?
No, I'm bad.
I throw it like a football, where you're supposed to just sort of...
like flick it.
Very delicately flick it. I fire it, and that's my problem.
Me too. I throw it literally like I'm playing catch with my buddy, throwing the baseball around.
No, I'm never letting go of Jackson Dart, so let's all get used to that right now. My take on that, I found it very interesting that it was only that they passed up Sanders, that nobody was saying they passed up Dart, which he's the better prospect in my mind. Anyway, I found the Shelton thing before we get to the lines. And now I lost it, Limits. What is going on? Here we go. This is a quote from the other night. The Saturday night loss to the Dodgers, right? It felt like a lot of people coming out of that series feeling positive and writing positive things about the Pirates after they lost 800-4 in the second two. So here's the Beeswhacker, who's did great work for the Post-Gazette. With runners on first and third and one out, left fielder Tommy Pham hit a shallow fly ball to Hernandez in right field. Do you remember this, Limits?
Yeah.
Catcher Joey Bart tried to score from third base. Big surprise there with Mike Rebelgo on the case. Right, Limits?
He's sending them. You know it.
Who's your favorite among the Pirates' recent third base coaches? Goey Cora, Mike Rebelgo, or Rick Gofield?
Gofield.
Yeah.
I think Goey Cora is probably my favorite. Go, 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 hurry, run, go.
They're like Jolie when Pomp gets a prank call. No, go ahead. There's no checks here. Head on through. Everybody's in. Just go on ahead. But here's the situation. So Joey Bart tries to score from third. A very poor decision. The Beeswhacker writes, it was unclear if Bart went on his own or if he was sent by third base coach Mike Rebelgo. I added the go. Here's the kicker. And Shelton wasn't sure either. And I quote, Limits, I don't know on that, Shelton said. I don't know what happened. What? Limits! How does he not check on what happened right when it happened and go up and confront people at the top of the dugout, whether it's Rebelgo or Bart, and say, what the blank are you people doing?
Are you surprised? We're talking about the same types of mistakes and bad base running.
Yes,
and
I'm
all
surprised
this for the
he
last
would say,
years.
I'm surprised he would say, I don't know on that. I don't know what happened. I guess he doesn't want to blame his buddy Rebelgo, right?
I mean, apparently not. Apparently... he just doesn't want to throw anybody under the bus, and it's kind of a common theme like he does with the players. Well, we're just going to treat this in-house. We're not going to talk about it.
And I mean, listen, I suppose there's something admirable about protecting your guy, but you have to realize that when you give a quote like that to the media after a game, when everybody's watching a hot-button issue rear its ugly head, where you have just a lame brain decision at third base or leaving third base. And we've seen plenty of both this year.
They've made the most outs of anybody at third base.
Guys arriving to and leaving from third base. Thank God Rebelgo's not an air traffic controller. My God, people landing and people leaving third base has been a disaster. And the manager of the team says, I don't know on that. I don't know what happened. Well, who would then? Who does know what happened?
Why didn't they ask Mike Rebelgo or ask Joey Bart? Like, why is that not a conversation that's immediately being had? Like, this is a bad comparison, but I'll make it anyway. Like, when you play sports or when I play sports, and even if it's just pickup and something like a rye happens or it's a bad pass, don't you immediately say, like, to your buddy, like, what were you thinking there? Like, what are you doing?
No.
What was the thought process? No,
no, no, I don't.
Our
say
buddies
that.
Do not, that when we play basketball Wednesdays.
In the middle of a pickup game, I would never say that. Somebody makes a bad. What are we going to do? Sit there and discuss it? Limits?
No, it's a 10-second thing. It's over with.
No,
like this could have been
going.
To figure out with Joey Bart.
I think
with
you should have trusted
Rebelgo.
You should have trusted your instincts that that was a terrible analogy. But that's beside.
Well, it's an analogy that's actually happened before for me, so I thought
he's
I'd give it.
He's the coach of a team.
He should know. Just. By curiosity,
even if he's protecting his guy there, first of all, that guy no longer deserves to be protected. I'm not sure he should still be coaching third base, Mike Rebelgo. But secondly, come on, Shelty. You have to know that when people look at that quote, when you're already under extreme fire here, a key play in the game, I don't know what happened. That's just, come on.
It's because everybody's still reeling from Colin Holderman going in the eighth and blowing it.
I mean, now I'm looking at the columns below here, and people are like, yes. Oh, my God. It's just, it's crazy. This says, this reminded me of the Skeens bobblehead game where Shelton, quote, rested three of his best players. Do you remember that one? That one shall forever live in infamy.
How could you possibly forget? They had to get him off their feet, Joe.
I mean, someone else says getting thrown out at home by three steps and a terrible showing by the bullpen. Someone else says Shelton is either lying that he didn't know if Bart was sent or ran home on his own or should be fired if he really didn't know. I mean, yes. What happened? And your answer was, I don't know. That was the question. I mean, if he, some limits, you have to realize when you've been in it this long, if you're a coach, you got to give an answer there.
Yes.
You can't give that answer.
Especially because Shelton knows that, especially in this point in his tenure, everything that he does is being so micromanaged and discussed and criticized. And I'm just surprised that he would not have something ready for that, or just naturally wouldn't curiosity just fill his mind over, okay, what happened there?
He has said it before. He's like, if Mike, speaking of Rebelgo, if he said, he has said that, you know, I think if Mike had that one over, he'd do it over, or he said about the player, terrible decision. It wasn't like it was just aggressiveness and the guy got thrown out by an inch.
Yeah.
He was out by 7 miles.
Could it be because now he's just gotten so annoyed of Mike Rebelgo and having to answer for him again and again and again that he just doesn't want to do it anymore?
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Talking about the same things.
I don't know what happened on that, says a man called Garbage Man in quotes. It was the second inning. Did this major league manager think at least once during the next seven innings to go review the play with his third base coach? Or did he not want to discuss in order not to hurt anyone's feelings? What is going on?
Well, and here's the other thing. They have those tablets in the dugout that they could just immediately look at. Like, even if Shelton didn't want to ask either of the two parties involved here, he could have just looked at the iPad and said, huh, okay, so there was no signal from Rebello, and Bart just ultimately made the decision on his own, or he blew through the stop sign.
Does he know now? I mean, don't you have to go back and say what happened with the parties involved and determine, decipher what happened so it doesn't happen again? Well, wait, it's already happened 30 times this year.
That's the problem. They don't fix correctable mistakes that they continually make. They don't.
It's absolutely incrinculant. It's incorrigible. It's incredible. Can you think of an INC word? I already used that one, Jolie. Let's go to the lines to end the hour, mercifully, some would say. And we have Charlie. What's his last name?
Charlie Campbell.
Charlie Campbell. This guy was awesome going into the draft. The most accurate mock drafter in America. I think two of the last four and three of the last 7 years, including last year, he pegged the Steelers' first-round pick, right? Of course,
yes.
A lot of people did. I don't want to overdo that, but he did have it. I think he also had Caleb Johnson.
I did see a mock draft where he did have Caleb Johnson mocked to them, yeah.
He's just very good at what he does. He said he would come on again to analyze the draft. We're going to have him at top of the hour. I can't wait. But we're talking about how the Penguins did what Art has seemingly been so afraid to do, and it's great for everybody. Sully's on top of the world. The Penguins can move on. 412-928-9370. Limits?
All right, let's go to Emmanuel and Carnegie to start us off.
Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I completely agree with the Penguins. It was time for them to move on. Likewise with the Steelers. I think once you have success early in your career as a coach or a manager, that's the only way you know how to win. And the game has changed both in the NFL and in the NHL. So I feel like they're not able to adapt. They just try to go back to what they know and the ways to win. And then last thing I want to say, as of Jackson Dart, I know you're a big fan of Jackson Dart, but you never really told us what you think he could be. Like, what is his comparison?
Comparison, Bo Nix. I have talked about that. And in the best case scenario, Jalen Hurts, a guy who can run around, very athletic, had some of the best running numbers, if not the best of any quarterback, except for Jalen Milroe. In major college football, makes plays on the run, accurate passer, tough as hell. Those would be the comparisons that I and others have made. Next.
All right, let's go to Donovan.
In the best case, I might say, and I'm perfectly willing to admit the worst case is bust, and the second worst case is Andy Dalton, although Andy Dalton did win games. Andy Dalton would be an upgrade on what the Steelers have in their room. Prime Andy Dalton would be better than what the Steelers have right now.
Texter, Limits gets the Surface tablets out at pickup games, but the Major League manager won't.
Yeah, what do you do? Call over your pickup basketball teammate and say, look here, this is what happened on
like
this
if
play.
Somebody cut-
you should have been over there. The other guy cut to the hoop. You didn't get him the ball. You could have gotten it to me for did you call timeouts?
It's a very simple thing. It's like a 5-second thing. Like somebody cuts one way, but you thought they were going the other way. You throw the pass, the ball goes out of bounds. My bad, Tim. I thought you were going that way. It's all good. I read it wrong. Boom, done.
I don't have those conversations usually.
Maybe because we're all friends at pickup basketball.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
You guys have
we've known each other for
a
long
while.
Time.
Let's go one more.
Here is Donovan in Elwood City.
Hello, Donovan. Are you aware of the musical performer, Donovan?
Yes, I am.
How about Catch the Wind, one of the most underrated songs in the history of pop music, I'd say.
I agree. I want to talk about how if Tomlin didn't have any of Cowher's players when he got that one Super Bowl win. Do you guys think he would have honestly won it on his own?
No, he won it on his own. You always give credit to people for winning a title. And yes, he did inherit Cowher's players, and he won with them. You know, George Seifert won with Bill Walsh's players. In a large way, Bill Cowher won with some of Chuck Knoll's best players. It just happens that way. You never take credit away from somebody for winning a championship. However, once that group left and the locker room culture they had was gone, that the players created, everything changed. And now we see what's happening with Tomlin has happened with a lot of great coaches. Once you lose your quarterback, where are you? That's happened a lot in the NFL. You know, where did Jimmy Johnson go after Troy Aikman? He had an end stage Dan Marino. It didn't go so well. You know, what happened? I could list many, many other guys who, once the quarterback left, they were basically done. Chuck Knoll. Did they win in the 80s? Chuck Knoll was a great, great coach, but once he didn't have Terry Bradshaw, things change.
Maybe it's because he won back-to-back cups, but nobody's standing here saying Mike Sullivan won with Dan Bousma's players or Mike Johnston's players. You know, like,
exactly.
Come on.
I don't buy that one. Here's what I do buy. That the Steelers, for the 8 trillionth time, have not been competitive in a playoff game in nearly a decade. That over the last 4 years, including playoff debacles one after another, they're 38-32-1. With a minus 80 point differential. There's no quarterback answer in sight because this head coach has mangled that situation time and time again. He's 0 for 5. I don't even feel like I need to say much more about that. But Mike Tomlin's first 3, 4, or 5 years here, it was A-plus material.